Four quick announcements. First of all, you might be wondering why Father Paul Fagan is not here today. We had set this up before he went back to Africa last fall, that this would be his weekend for a celebration, but COVID changed everything. But he is here, as you maybe know, in prayer to Sheen, but keeping a low profile. I want to extend best wishes and prayers to all who are celebrating grandparents today. I'd ask that you please note carefully in the bulletin my article, which talks about that the obligation to attend Mass on Sunday in this diocese will go back into effect the first weekend in October. So please read the information in there. There'll be more information coming. And also, if you know of someone that could use the bulletin to get the information, I'd ask you to please take a copy for them. And lastly, next Sunday, a week from today, is the parish dinner here at St. John's. The serving is from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. We encourage you to buy a ticket ahead of time, but you can also go through the drive-through. It's going to be that solely because of COVID. Also, too, if you have not returned your tickets and money, the stubs, please do that as soon as possible. You can also return that, too, on the day of the drive-in. And the dinner is open to everyone.
A reading from the book of Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Remember death and decay and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook faults. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, none of us lives for one another or for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die for the Lord. So then, rather we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times. Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me. I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
I'm sorry I'm not wearing a mask. Just as we were stepping out, I guess you would call it a mask failure. It broke on me, so I'll have to do without it. Now I can finally breathe, thank God. This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Wrath and anger are hateful things. Letting it go. There was a husband and wife who had been married for some years, and just like a typical husband and wife, they would have arguments now and then. But the wife would never say anything. So after one of the arguments, the husband said, "How come you never say anything?" And she said, "Well, I clean the toilet." He says, "Does that help?" She said, "Yes, I use your toothbrush." Anger and wrath. We know that we get angry now and then, and we probably show it, and we probably sometimes try not to show it to others. But we have to admit that we do get angry. But when we're seeing on television is that it's starting to spill out publicly. We're starting to see that people get mad on television. It might be one of those talk shows. We're seeing it now that it's spilling into the streets of our nation, where people are getting angry and voicing it sometimes is justified. But a lot of times it is not. But when it goes beyond ourselves, then we also have to see how it also can really harm other people, even to the point of some people being killed, where anger gets out of control and it turns into rage. I would love to think that each and every one of us try to control our anger. But what we heard in our first reading today, the author gives us some help. And how do we deal with anger? And how do we live a happier life? Our first reading today is taken from the book of Sirach, which is taken what's called the wisdom literature in the Old Testament. What is unique about Sirach is that we know his name. His name is Sirach. He was a teacher to teach boys what they needed to know, first of all, about God and his plan. But he was concerned is how do we live a happy life, a holier life? And that's what he wanted to press upon his students. Where this passage fits into those two sections, we probably say it overlaps on both. Because he said we turn to God and find out that God indeed is the source of peace and love. And when we get angry and we get filled with wrath, we really turn away from God and shut him out. He says the sinner likes to cling onto it and envelop themselves in this anger and wrath. Instead of being free, they get consumed by this anger. We know that anger is one of the seven deadly sins, and deadly sins are just what they are titled. They are deadly. They turn us off spiritually from the love of God, but also it can have an external manifestation and even cause harm to ourselves. So what the author says is that we are trying to live a life that is free from anger. If we want to know the peace of God and we want to know his mercy and his forgiveness, we have to let anger go. I know it's easier to forgive than to forget. And the author knew that as well. And God himself knows that as well. That if we don't let it go, it can consume us. So to live a happier life and a holier life, we seek to let sins go. There is a freedom in doing so. We know that when we let go of these sins, we can be at peace. And we want to be at peace with God. Because then we know that his mercy is there and his forgiveness.
And then in return, we can extend the mercy to others. Anger can have an effect on us spiritually to God. But there's also been studies to show as well, too, that anger can have a manifestation, an evil one, on our own bodies, on physically. There's been a lack connection with stress and with cancer. And so what it can do, it can consume us if we do not let it go. What we learn today is to seek to be people more at peace, to be holier, and perhaps in being holier, we can be happy. So let us strive to let sin go. If we cling on to it, we'll never know the mercy and kindness of God. And if we can't know the mercy and kindness of God, neither can we extend it to someone else who asks from us for forgiveness and mercy. Anger and wrath are terrible things, as well as the other deadly sins. Let us learn how to forgive these, seek God's forgiveness for these sins, so that we can stand before Him rightly and in a holy way of life.